Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请我们一同来看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 42.
第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
That's all we'll read for now.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
I wonder how many of youRemember what we shared about 6 months ago.
不知道弟兄姊妹还记不记得我们六个月以前我们所分享的是什么？
While we were together at that time,
那个时候当我们在一起的时候，
we considered together this matter of the church.
我们就一同来思想教会这个问题。
Its birth.
教会的诞生
its meaning,
教会的意义
and its expression,
和教会的彰显。
We mentioned that the church is not a concept of man.
我们就讲到教会不是人所思想出来的，
nor is it a product of history,
也不是一个历史的成果。
Because church is something that is conceived in the mind of God even before the foundation of the world.
因为教会乃是在创世以前就在神的心里所产生的。
And the church is being prepared by the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
神的儿子主耶稣基督就预备了教会。
He came into this world.
他来到这个世上。
He became a man.
他成了一个人。
He went to the cross.
他就上了十字架。
And out of his pierced side came out water and blood.
从他被刺的肋旁就流出水与血来。
And it is his blood and his water that becomes the material of the church.
他所流出来的血与水就成了这个制造教会的材料。
Because his blood washes us from all our sins.
他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And the water represents his life.
水就代表主的生命。
His life is poured out for us and to us.
他的生命为我们倾倒，倾注在我们的里面。
And because of his death,
因着他的死，
we are redeemed.
我们就能够被赎。
And we are brought into the church.
我们就被带进了教会。
And it is on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的那一天，
that the Holy Spirit came down upon the 120 that were gathered together in that upper room.
有120个人聚集在耶路撒冷的小楼上，圣灵就降下来。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
他们就在一个灵里被定成一个身体。
And we know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会就是基督的身体。
It is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church has its expression both universally and locally.
教会的彰显有宇宙性也有地方性两方面。
There is only one church.
只有一个的教会。
It is the church universal.
就是宇宙的教会。
It includes all who are redeemed of the Lord.
这包括了所有被主所买赎的。
From the first one who believed in the Lord Jesus,
从头一个相信主的，
to the last one who believed,
到最后一个。
Throughout the 20th centuries,
经过二十世纪，
through all the, in all the earth,
在全世界，
all who are the Lord's,
所有属于主的，
they are members of this body of Christ.
他们都是教会身体里面的肢体。
This is the church universal.
这就是全宇宙的教会。
And this church universal has its expression locally.
但是全宇宙性的教会就有地方性的彰显。
First, it manifested in Jerusalem.
首先在耶路撒冷教会彰显了。
And later on, we saw that it is manifested in Judea.
过一些时候我们就看见在犹太地犹大地彰显了。
And then we find it was manifested in Samaria.
然后在撒玛利亚。
And later we find it was manifested in Antioch.
然后彰显在安提亚。
And then it crossed the Asian Sea and into Europe.
然后就渡过了爱琴海到了欧洲。
And we find that in Philippi.
在腓立比
we find that in Macedonia,
在马其顿
and finally we find that it was in Rome,
最后我到了罗马
but it did not stop in Rome,
也太是教会也不停止于罗马
and we find that wherever the gospel is preached,
福音无论传到什么地方
and wherever people believe in the Lord Jesus,
无论在什么地方有人相信主
and they become an expression of the body of Christin that special locality.
他们就在那个地方成了彰显基督身体的的工具。
What is the church?
什么是教会呢?
The body of the church is the Christ.
圣经告诉我们说教会就是基督。
It is the Christ.
就是基督。哪基督?
It is Christ in his corporate expression.
就是基督在身体里面的彰显。
And that is what the church really is.
那就是教会。
And thank God by his grace,
感谢神因着他的恩典。
We have been called,
我们就蒙召了。
We have been chosen,
我们也被选了。
And we are brought into the church of God.
我们就被带进神的教会。
Now that is what we shared together about 6 months ago.
这就是我们六个月以前所交通到的。
This time we would like to continue to build upon this foundation.
这一次我们愿意在一个根基上再加上一点。
You know, when we mentioned the birth of the church,
你知道我们讲到教会的诞生的时候,
its meaning and its expression,
讲到教会的意义,教会的彰显,
these are foundational truths.Of the church.
这一些都是教会关于教会基础的真理。
And now we want to build upon that foundation.
那现在我们就要在这个根基上面建造。
And we want to enter into more of the subjective aspect of the church.
我们就要进到比较主观的一方面。
So if the Lord wills,
如果主愿意的话
tonight we would like to share together on the church, its life.
今天晚上我们要来叫交通到教会的生命生活
The church life
教会的生活
And if the Lord wills tomorrow morning we will share together on church function
如果主愿意的话明天早上我们就要来交通到教会的功用
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会就是基督的身体。
And that body includes many, many members.
这个身体包括了很多的肢体。
It is a living organism.
是一个活的活物。
You do not join the church.
你不是加入一个教会。
Nor can you withdraw from the church.
你也不能够从教会退出。
You know, if the church is an organization,
如果教会是一个机构的话,
then you need to join it.
那你就需要加入,
to be a member,
来成为一个会员。
And if you're not happy with it,
如果不高兴的话,
you can withdraw from that organization.
你可以从这个机构里面退出来。
But the church is a body.
但是教会是一个身体
It is an organism
是一个活物是一个生物
The only way you can join that organism is by birth
你只能够借着生降生你只能够经过生产而成为这教会的一部分
And there is no way you can withdraw from that body
你也没有办法从这个身体里面分出来
Once you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你一相信了主耶稣,
you are born from above.
你就从上面由上面重生了,
and you are born into the body of Christ.
你就被圣进了基督的身体里。
You know, oftentimes we think of believing in the Lord Jesus in a personal way.
我们常常想怎么样个人的相信主耶稣。
We always take that believing the Lord Jesus is a personal thing.
我们就以为说相信主耶稣是一个个人的事。
It is true.
是真的。
Each one of us has to personally believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人需要个人的来相信主耶稣。
And everyone must be born from above.
每一个人必须由上面重生。
No one can substitute for you.
没有人可以代替你。
You have to believe yourself.
你必须要自己相信。
And by believing, you become a child of God.
借着相信，你就成了神的儿女。
You become a member of God's family.
你就成了神的家的一份子。
And more than that, you become a member of the body of Christ.
更进一步的，你就成了基督身体的一个肢体。
Now we know that we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们知道，我们都相信主耶稣。
We know we are saved.
我们已经得救了。
We know we are born again.
我们已经重生了。
Thank God for that.
为着这个我们感谢神。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
oftentimes we do not know.
许多时候我们还不知道。
That at the time we are born from above.
当我们是从上由上面重生的时候，
at the time when a new life comes into us.
当一个新的生命进到我们里面的时候，
we are also born into the body of Christ.
我们也被圣进了基督的身体里。
We become a member of the body of Christ.
我们就成了基督身体的一个肢体。
We share one life.
我们分享一个生命。
We have one head that is our Lord Jesus.
我们有一个头就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And every one of us isA member in particular.
我们每一个人就成了这个身体里面的一个的肢体。
So believing in the Lord Jesus is more than a personal matter.
所以相信主耶稣这件事不只是关乎我们个人的。
It is a corporate matter.
乃是一个身体的事。
Once you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信了主耶稣以后，
you belong to the family of God.
你就属于神的家。
You are not alone.
你不是单独的。
You cannot be independent.
你不能够是独立的。
You cannot say, well, I will believe in the Lord Jesus, but I will keep to myself.
你不能够说我相信主耶稣，我一个人就可以了。
I will seek the Lord, but I do not need any brother and sister.
我可以单独的寻求主，我不需要弟兄姊妹。
You cannot do that.
不行。
Because you belong to the family of God.
因为你属于神的家。
You are a member of the body of Christ.
你是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
There is a body consciousness.
这里你有一个身体的感觉。
I think this can be easily illustrated.
我们可以很简单的用一个例子来说明。
Now when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣的时候，
you have a God consciousness.
你就有了一个神的感觉。
Formerly, God to you was a distant God.
从前神对你来说是很远的。
You might believe that he existed.
你是相信神是存在的。
But he had no relationship with you.
但是他与你没有关系。
But the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是从你相信主耶稣那一刻开始
the moment you are born from above,
当你由上面重生的时候，
immediately a relationship is established between you and God.
马上你就跟神有一个关系。
God is no longer a distant, unknown God.
神不再是一个离你很远、你所不认识的神。
God becomes your heavenly Father.
神就成了你在天上的父。
So the Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
And we cry out, Abba, Father.
我们就能够汉叫说阿爸父。
There is a consciousness that we belong to God.
我们就有了一个感觉，我们是属于神的。
He is our Father.
他是我们的父。
There is an intimate relationship.
我们与他有一个很亲密的关系。
This happens when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，这件事就发生了。
But at the same time, another consciousness comes to us.
但是同时呢，我们也有另外一个自觉。
The moment we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们从相信主耶稣那一刻开始，
we begin to be conscious of the other members in the family.
我们就有了一个自觉，我们能够觉得在这个身子家里面其他的肢体。
When you meet another believer,
当你遇见另一个信徒的时候，
you may meet him for the first time.
你可能是第一次遇见他。
And yet when you discover he is also a believer,
然而当你知道他也是一个信徒的时候，
immediately you find there is a kind of love that goes out through that person.
马上的你就感觉到从你里面有爱流露出来。
There seems to be a flow between you two.
在你两个的中间就有这一个的交流。
You feel that you belong to him and he belongs to you.
你觉得你是属于他的，他也是属于你的。
Because you are of one family.
因为你们是在同一个家庭。
You are in the same body.
你们是在同一个身体里。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们这些相信主耶稣的，
we not only have a God consciousness,
我们不单对神有一个自觉，
we have a body consciousness,
我们也对身体有一个自觉，
because we belong to one another,
因为我们是彼此相属的。
Because of this,
因着这个，
We need to ask a very important question.
我们就需要问一个很重要的问题。
Since we belong to the same body,
我们既然属于同一个身体，
Now how can we live that body life?
我们怎么来过身体的生活呢？
Since we are in the church of God,
我们既然是在神的教会里，
How can we live our church life?
我们怎么来过教会的生活呢？
Unfortunately,
很不幸的，
we find many of God's people,
我们就发觉有很多神的子民，
even though they do have a body consciousness,
虽然他们对身体有知觉，
but they do not know how to live that body life.
但是他们不知道怎么样来过身体的生活，
even though they do belong to the church,
虽然他们是属于教会的，
and yet they do not know what is church life.
然而他们不知道什么是教会的生活。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you know we call ourselves Christians.
你知道我们叫自己做基督徒。
Actually, the name Christian,
其实基督徒这个名词
did not come at the very beginning.
不是在开始就有的。
If you read the book of Acts,
你如果来读使徒行传的话，
you will find in the beginning, it says, they are those who believe.
你就发觉那里提到那些相信的人。
The believers,
那些信徒。
The disciples,
门徒们。
The people of the way,
就是那走那条道路的人，信奉者道路。
The name Christian does notoccur until the 11th chapter of the book of Acts.
使徒行传是在基督徒这个名词是在使徒行传第十一章才开始有的。
In chapter 11, verse 26,
在使徒行传第十一章第二十六节，
the disciples were called Christians at Antioch.
门徒称为基督徒乃是在从安提亚起手。
Because in the beginning, people do not know how to call these people.
因为开始的时候人都不知道怎么样称呼这一代人，
so they just call them those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以只叫他们信主，叫他们是信主耶稣。
They were believers.
他们是信徒。
They were disciples of the Lord Jesus.
他们是主耶稣的门徒。
And the world noticed that there is a way that they live differently from the other people.
他们也注意到这帮人的生活跟别人有不同。
So they call them the people of the way.
他们就叫他们信奉得道的人。
It is a different way of life.
他们有一种不同的生活。
But the word Christian does not come until later on.
但是基督徒这个称呼乃是在以后才有的。
Because in the beginning, they thought that Christianity is just a sect of Judaism.
开始的时候，人都以为基督教不过是犹太教里面的一个的分支。
Because in the beginning, those believers were Jews.
因为开始的时候，信徒们都是犹太人。
But at Antioch,
但是在安提亚
most of the believers were Gentiles.
大部分的信徒都是外邦人。
So the world did not know how to call them.
所以世上的人就不知道怎么样称呼这辈人。
And they noticed that these were Christ men.
他们就注意到这一些来自基督的人。
These people belong to Christ.
这些人属于基督。
They gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ.
他们来自奉耶稣基督的名义。
They preach.Christ Jesus.
他们传的是基督耶稣。
They pray to Christ Jesus.
他们向基督耶稣祷告。
They worship Christ Jesus.
他们敬拜耶稣基督。
And they witness for Christ Jesus.
他们为着基督耶稣做见证。
They live for Christ Jesus.
他们乃是为他活。
They were Christ man.
他们是基督人。
That is Christian.
这就是基督徒的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Christian is a way of life.
基督徒乃是生活的一个种方式。
There is the Christian.Way of life.
这是基督徒的生活。
Every Christian lives that kind of life.
每一个基督徒都过这一种的生活。
Not just one Christian lives one way of life, and another Christian lives another way of life.
不是一个过基督徒过一种的生活，另外一个基督徒过另外一种的生活。
All the Christians,
所有的基督徒
all who believe in the Lord Jesus,
所有相信主耶稣的
they walk in the same way.
他们都在同一个道路上。
They live the same kind of life.
他们过同一样的生活。
Totally different from the world.
是跟世界不同的。
It's a Christian way of life.
这是基督徒的生活。
It is church life.
是教会的生活。
It is body life.
是身体的生活。
That is what we see.
这就是我们所看见。
So when you read the beginning of the book of Acts.
所以我们看使徒行传起手的时候
In the early church, how do they live?
在初级的教会他们是如何生活的呢
If you turn to Acts chapter 2,
如果你来看使徒行传第二章
verse 44,
第四十四节
And all that believed were together.
信的人都在一处
You see, those who believe in the Lord Jesus, they were together.
你看见吗？信了耶稣的人，他们就在一起。
They were together not only physically.
他们不单是肉身在一起。
They were together spiritually.
他们也是灵里在一起。
They were of one spirit, one soul, one mind, one love.
他们乃是一个灵，一个心，一个爱。
And had all things common.
他们是凡物共用的。
In other words, they were delivered from that self-possessiveness.
换句话说，他们从这个只顾自己的里面被拯救出来。
You know, we have a very strong urge of self-possessiveness.
你知道吗？我们在里面都有这个的光景，就是我们只顾自己。
This is mine.
这是我的
This belongs to me
这是属于我的
You have no part to it
这不是你没有份
That's natural
这是很自然的
Even with the children you can see that
就是在小孩子的身上也看见
When they are playing with toys
他们在玩一些东西的时候
And you find this child will say This is mine, this is mine
一个小孩都会说这是我的这是我的
In other words
换句话说
There is the self-possessiveness
在他们里面有一个他们要东西是属于自己的
and that self-possessiveness divides us
这一个的光景就叫我们被分开了
but in the early church
但是在初期的教会
those that believe in the Lord Jesus
那些相信主耶稣的
they were so delivered from individualism
他们从个人的里面被拯救出来
so delivered from self-possessiveness
他们从只顾自己的里面被拯救出来。
Then they share everything with everybody.
他们的一切都是跟众人分享的。
And then in verse 46.
第四十六节。
And every day being constantly in the temple with one accord.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中。
You find they were very close together.
你看他们是非常的亲密的。
They gathered together every day.
他们每天聚在一起。
In the temple.
在殿里。
With one accord.
是同心合意的。
They were of one mind.
他们乃是只有他们只有一个心。
The mind of Christ.
就是基督耶稣的心。
They saw Christ in each other.
他们看见彼此里面的基督。
And they love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
And they break bread in the house.
他们在 家中薄饼。
And in some version it said they break bread from house to house.
有一些的翻译是说他们从一家到另外一家擘饼。
Every time when they had a meal, they remember the Lord by the breaking of bread.
每次他们用饭的时候，他们就纪念主，他们就擘饼。
They receive what the Lord has given them with thanksgiving.
他们存着感谢的心用饭。
And they remember the Lord at every meal.
每一次用饭的时候，他们都纪念主。
And they are people who praise God, praising God.
他们是赞美主的人。
They were a worshiping people.
他们是一般敬拜的人。
And having favor with all the people.
他们是得着众民的喜爱的。
Now if you turn to chapter 4.
你如果来看第四章。
And verse 32.
第三十二节。
And the heart and soul of the multitude of those that had believed were one.
使徒行传第四章第三十二节，那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
And not one said that anything of what he possessed was his own.
没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
But all things were common to them.
都是大家共用。
And with great power,did apostles give witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活。
And great grace was upon them all.
众人也都蒙大恩。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
from the very beginning,
从开始的时候,
you find those who believe in the Lord Jesus, they live a church life.
你看见那些相信了主耶稣的人，他们乃是过着一个教会的生活。
They live as one body.
他们的生活乃是在一个身体里。
And they are members one of another.
他们是互相做肢体的。
They love one another.
他们是彼此相爱的。
And they care for one another.
他们是彼此相顾的。
They are one.
他们是合一的。
This is church life.
这就是教会的生活。
This is.Body life.
这就是身体的生活。
And this is the life that God wants us to live.
这就是神要我们所过的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
church life enriches our personal life and our family life.
教会的生活就叫我们个人的生活和家庭的生活更丰富。
You know, we think a lot about our personal life.
你知道我们常常都顾到我们个人的生活。
How can I live fully?
我们怎么过得更丰满一点。
And we also take care of our family.
我们也照顾我们的家。
How can our family be blessed of the Lord?
我们的家怎么呢?怎么样能够更蒙主的祝福?
There is a personal life each one of us has to live.
是的,我们每一个人都需要过一个,有一个个人的生活。
And there is a family life that we all live.
我们也有家庭的生活。
Now, church life is not in opposition to our personal life.
教会的生活不是与我们的个人的生活相悖的。
It is not in opposition with our family life.
教会的生活不是与我们家庭的生活相悖的。
It enriches our personal life and our family life.
教会的生活乃是叫我们家庭的生活跟个人的生活更丰满。
I believe...Every one of us has a personal life to live.
我相信我们每一个人都需要有个人的生活。
And I believe all of us have a family life to live.
我相信我们都有家庭的生活。
But do you have a church life to live?
但是你有没有一个教会的生活呢?
Do you have a body life to live?
你有没有一个身体的生活呢?
So far as the truth is concerned,
按照真理来说,
you are in the family of God.
你是在神的家里的,
you are not alone.
你不是单独的。
So far as God's truth is concerned,
按照神的真理来说,
you are in the body.
你是属于身体的。
You are a member of the body.
你是身体里面的肢体。
But when we come to experience,
但是论到我们的经历,
to our daily practice,
讲到我们每一天的生活,
do we have a church life?
我们有没有教会的生活呢?
Do we have a body life?
我们有没有身体的生活呢?
Are we living in the church?
我们是不是在教会里生活呢?
Are we living in the body?
我们是不是在身体里生活呢?
And that is a question we should ask ourselves.
这是一个我们需要问自己的问题。
On Sunday,
在主日,
we go to church,
我们来到教会,
and spend an hour there,
我们用一个钟头的时间,
to be entertained,
好像是娱乐一下,
and then that's it.
就是这么多了。
Is this church life?
这是不是教会的生活呢?
Is this body life?
这是不是身体的生活呢?
Think of your body.
想想你的身体。
If a member in your body will live in that way,
如果你身体的肢体是这样的话,
where will be the body?
身体在哪里呢?
Do we really know what church life is?
我们是不是真的认识什么是教会的生活呢?
Do we really know how to live our body life?
我们是不是真的知道怎样过身体的生活呢?
That we may live as those who believe in the Lord in the early days.
像我们的生活就能够好像初期的信徒们一样。
To put it very simply,
很简单的说,
church life or body life,
教会的生活或者身体的生活,
is expressed in that verse that we read in the very beginning.
就在我们聚会开始的时候读的那些圣经讲得很清楚。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 42,
使徒行传第二章第四十二节,
he said they persevered.
那里讲到都恒心。
Now who are they?
这里是说到什么人呢?
They refer not only to the 120 believers.
这里所指做的不是单是呢120个信徒。
You know the 120 believers, they follow the Lord Jesus.
你知道那这120个信徒他们乃是跟从主的。
They saw the Lord Jesus crucified.
他们看见主被钉主耶稣被钉十字架。
They saw he was resurrected.
他们看见主复活了。
And they saw him ascended to heaven.
他们也看见他升天了。
They gathered together in that upper room for 10 days.
他们就聚集在耶路撒冷的一个房子里面有十天的时间。
praying together with one accord.
他们是同心合意的祷告
until the Holy Spirit came,
只等到圣灵降下
and they were baptized into one body.
他们就在灵里被浸成一个身体。
They were there.
他们在那里。
But the they included more than these 120.
但是这里所指的人还包不止这120个。
Because on the day of Pentecost,
因为在五旬节的那一天
3,000 came to the Lord.
有3,000个人接受了主。
So the day referred not only to the 120, we were said very spiritual believers.
所以这里所提到的人不只是那一般120个人，这般属灵的人。
And they had a long history.
他们历史比较久一点。
The day include the 3,000 newborn believers.
但是这里的人也包括了那3,000个刚相信的基督徒。
Whether you believe in the Lord Jesus for a long time,
你可能在相信主已经很长一段时间，
or you just believe in the Lord Jesus,
或者是你是新相信的，
you find that they together,
但是这里是包括了
They persevered. They continue on.
他们都恒心。
It is not just a day's matter.
不是一天的事。
An hour's matter.
不是一个小时的事。
You find that they persevered.
你就看见他们坚持的。
They continue.
他们继续的。
They are occupied with.
他们是以这事为念的。
Every day they are occupied with four things.
每一天他们以四件事为念。
They continue on these four things.
他们乃是继续的来执行这四件事。
They persevere in the teaching and fellowship.Of the apostles.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
使徒的教训和交通。
In breaking of bread and prayers.
彼此教诫拨饼祈祷。
So you find four things here.
你看见这里有四件事。
These four things explain body life.
这四件事就说明了什么是教会的生活，什么是身体的生活。
The first two is a couple.
头两件事是在一起的。
The teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
使徒的教训和交通。
They have something to do with the truth.
是跟真理有关的。
And the second two things, breaking of bread and prayers,From another couple.
后面两件事就是一组的，就是薄饼和祈祷。
They put the truth into practice.
乃是将真理来执行出来。
So brothers and sisters, let us look at these four things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们来一同看这四件的事。
What is church life?
什么是教会的生活？
First,
首先
we persevere.In the teaching of the apostles.
我们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Now, what is the teaching of the apostles?
那什么是使徒的教训呢？
You notice here, it is not the teachings of the apostles.
这里不是说到使徒自己的教训。
The many teachings of the many apostles.
不是很多使徒不同的教训。
Every apostle has his own teaching.
每一个使徒有他自己的教训。
It is said that the teaching, singular number, the teaching of the apostles.
这里说到的乃是一个的教训，众使徒的一个教训。
There are many apostles.
有很多的使徒
But only one teaching.
但是只有一个的教训
The teaching of the apostles
就是众使徒所教训的
Now what is the teaching of the apostles?
什么是使徒的教训呢
The teaching of the apostles
使徒的教训
If you turn to Acts chapter 13
如果我们来看使徒行传第13章
Verse 12
第12节
The last clause. Yes.
下半的使徒行传十二章的十三章十二节的下一半。
Being amazed at the teaching of the Lord.
很稀奇主的道。
So here you'll find the teaching of the apostles is none other than the teaching of the Lord.
所以使徒的教训就是主的教训。
Where does the teaching of the apostles come from?
使徒的教训从什么地方来的呢?
If you turn to the Gospel according to John,
如果我们来看约翰福音
Chapter 14,
约翰福音第十四章
Verse 26,
第二十六节
But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name,He will teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all the things which I have said to you.
约翰福音第十四章第二十六节但宝惠师就是复印我的名所要差来的圣灵他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
When the Lord was with his apostles,
当主耶稣和他的门徒们在一起的时候
He taught them a lot.
他就教导他们很多的事
Now they might not be able to remember everything
他们不可能记得所有都记得
But when the Holy Spirit came
但是当圣灵来的时候
He will remind them of what the Lord has taught them
他要提醒他们，主所教训他们的。
And he will teach them in all things.
他要在凡事上指教他们。
So in other words,
换句话说，
the teaching of the apostles is none other but the teaching of the Lord.
使徒的教训没有别的，就是主的教训。
Peter does not have his own teaching.
彼得没有自己的教训。
John does not have his own teaching.
约翰没有他自己的教训。
James does not have his own teaching.
雅各没有他自己的教训。
Paul does not have his own teaching.
保罗没有他自己的教训。
They all teach what the Lord has taught them.
他们所教的就是主耶稣教他们的。
And you can say, well,Paul came to the Lord after the Lord was ascended.
你可能说主耶保罗是在主耶稣升天以后才出来的。
And now where does his teaching come from?
那么他怎么能够从主这里教训呢？
Now if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
如果我们来看哥林多前书第十一章
verse 23,
哥林多前书第十一章第二十三节。
So I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
And turn to Galatians chapter 1.
我们来看加拉太书第一章。
Verse
12. 第十二节。
So neither did I receive them from men, neither was I taught them, but by revelation.Of Jesus Christ.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
So we find that all these apostles.
所以我们就发现这许多的使徒们。
You know the mystery of God.
你知道神的奥秘。
Was revealed to the apostles and the prophets.
乃是显现给使徒和先知的。
And from them we receive the teaching of the Lord.
我们从他们就领受了主的教训。
So the teaching of the apostles is none other than the teaching of the Lord.
所以使徒的教训没有别的，就是主自己的教训。
You know, sometimes because we do not understand.
你知道，有的时候我们不明白。
We think that Paul's teaching and James' teaching are opposite to each other.
我们就想保罗的教训跟雅各的教训是相反的。
We think that Romans and Galatians are in opposite with the epistle of James.
我们以为罗马书和加拉太书跟雅各书是相反的。
We think that Paul preached justification by faith.
我们以为保罗传的是因信称义。
And James preached justification by works.
雅各是讲到因着行为而称义。
So they opposite each other.
所以他们所教导的是相反的。
You have Paul's teaching, you have James' teaching.
有保罗的教训，有雅各的教训。
And some say I'm for Paul, and others say I'm for James.
有些人就说我们是属保罗的，有些人说我们是属雅各的。
And then we will be divided.
我们就被分裂了。
But if we know the word of God,
但是如果我们是真的认识主的话，
you find they complement each other.
你就看见他们是彼此相互。
They are not against each other.
他们来不是彼此相悖的。
Because James said it is the work of faith.
因为雅各说乃是信心的工作。
You are justified by the work of faith.
我们称义是因着我们信心的工作。
And Paul believes that we are justified by faith.
保罗相信我们是因信称义的。
But after we are justified, there should be work.
但是我们蒙称义以后，我们需要有工作。
And in Ephesians chapter 2,
以弗所书第二章。
Then we are God's new creation.
我们是神的新造。
And we are saved by grace through faith.
我们是蒙恩是因是我们得救是因着恩。也应着信。
Then we are to do good works.
我们是需要有善行的。
So you find that there is only one teaching.
所以只有一个教训。
The teaching of the apostles.
就是使徒的教训。
We do not choose that I will only receive the teaching that comes from Paul.
我们不能够说我只选从主从保罗来的教训。
And I will reject the teaching that comes from James.
我不接受从雅各来的教训。
Now if you do that,
你如果这样做的话，
you divide God's body.
你乃是将基督的身体分裂了。
Because whether it comes from Paul or whether it comes from James, it is the teaching of the Lord.
因为无论是从保罗来的，或者是从雅各来的，都是主的教
育。We need to receive all that is taught by the Lord.
我们需要接受所有主所教训的。
That is body life.
这就是身体的生活。
Otherwise, we divide the body.
不然的话，我们就是分裂身体。
Otherwise, we do not have church life.
不然的话，我们就没有。 我们是彼此分开的。
So first of all, there is the teaching of the apostles.
所以头一件事就是使徒的教训。
It is the teaching of the Lord.
也就是主的教训。
All that the Lord has taught us through his apostles, we persevere and be occupied with.
所有主借着使徒们给我们的教训，我们都需要恒心遵守，我们都需要以这些为念。
And then you find though there is not only the teaching of the apostles.
不单有使徒的教训。
There is also the fellowship of the apostles.
也有使徒的交通。
And again you find the fellowship of the apostles. The fellowship is singular number, the apostles are plural number.
又一次你看见这里讲到使徒是众数的，但是讲到交通是单数的。
In other words, all the apostles belong to the one fellowship.
换句话说，所有的使徒们只属于一个的交通。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10,
在哥林多前书第一章第十节
第九节 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9,
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful, by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
We are called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
我们乃是被造进到我们主耶稣与我们乃是被造与神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分的。
And then you turn to 1 John chapter 1.
如果我们看约翰一书第一章
verse 3,
第三点。
That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
The we here refers to the apostles.
这里的我们是讲到使徒们。
And Apostle John.
使徒约翰
and the other apostles
和其他的使徒们
he said what we have seen and heard we report to you
这里说我们将所看见所听见的传给你们
that you may have fellowship with us the fellowship of the apostles
使你们与我们相交就是、使徒的交通
and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Brothers and sisters, there is a divine fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，这里有一个神圣的相交。
It is a fellowship between the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit.
这是父与子在圣灵里的相交。
It is the most exclusive fellowship in the whole universe.
这是在宇宙里面最独特的相交。
Only those three persons in the Godhead, they share that fellowship.
只有在神里面，这三位一体可以彼此相交。
But then, God in His love.
但是神因着他的爱
，through His Son Jesus Christ，
借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
He extended his fellowship.
他把这个香蕉打开了
to include us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
就把我们这些相信主耶稣的包裹在里面
And we are called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
那我们乃是被召进到与神的儿子的香蕉里面
His fellowship with His Father.
主耶稣与父神的相交
Now he shared it with us
现在他将这个与我们分享
His Father is our Father
他的父现在就是我们的父
His God is our God
他的神就成了我们的神
So you find that our Lord Jesus shared his Father with us
所以你看见主把他的父与我们分享
And his Father shared his Son with us
父也把子与我们分享
And it is all in the Holy Spirit
这一切都是在圣灵里面的
So all we are called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ
所以我们都被召进到 与神的儿子一同相交的里面
We belong to this fellowship
我们是属于这一个交通的
It is the most exclusive fellowship
这是一个最独特的交通
BecauseUnless you are born from above, you cannot join.
除非你是由上面重生的，你就不能够进入。
And no matter how much money you have, you cannot join.
你无论有多少的钱，你也不能够进入。
And no matter what position you have in the world, you cannot join.
你无论在世界上有什么的地位，你也不能够进入。
And it is only by grace, through faith.
乃是借着恩典，也因着信。
So it is the most exclusive fellowship.
所以这是一个最特别的交通。
And yet, on the other hand, it is the most inclusive fellowship.
然而，从另外一面来看，也是包括了所有的。
Because it includes all God's people.
因为这包括了所有神的子民。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，one body, one fellowship.
一个身体，一个交通。
All the members of the body fellowship one with another.
在这个身体里面所有的肢体乃是彼此相交的
But there is no fellowship between the body and the outside world
这个身体与外面的世界是没有相交的
No foreign particles can enter into that body
没有外来的物件能够进到这个身体里面
The body will reject it
这个身体会把这些拒绝的
Because it is the most exclusive fellowship
因为这一个的相交是很独特的
And yet it is most inclusive one
但是它也是包括很广的
Brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
We belong to that fellowship.
我们属于这一个的相交。
There is no such thing as this fellowship or that fellowship.
没有这一个相交，那一个相交。
No such thing as the fellowship of the Apostle Paul and the fellowship of the Apostle John.
没有保罗的交通，没有约翰的交通。
There is only one fellowship.
有一个的交通。
The fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
就是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
And that is the fellowship of the apostles.
这就是使徒的交通。
And we all belong there.
我们都属于这一个。
So that's the reason why the Bible says.
这就是为什么圣经这样说。
We need to receive all whom Christ has received.
我们需要接受所有基督接受的。
No matter how different we are.
无论我们有多么的不同
，We receive all whom Christ has received.
基督所接受的，我们都要接受。
Because we belong to that one fellowship.
因为我们是属于一个的交通。
Now this is body life.
这就是身体的生活。
This is church.
这就是教会的生活。
So far as the truth is concerned.
按照真理来说。
We must receive the teaching of the apostles.
我们必须接受使徒的教训。
And receive the fellowship of the apostles.
我们必须接受使徒的交通。
That makes us one body.
这就叫我们成了一个身体。
That enables us to live the body life.
这就叫我们能够过身体的生活。
And then you'll find two other things follow.
然后你看见又有另外两件事。
Put the truth into practice.
就叫我们能够将这个真理实行出来。
One is the breaking of bread.
头一件事是擘饼。
Now does that surprise you?
你觉不觉得稀奇呢？
You know, in Christianity today,
你知道今天在基督教里面，
they do not think very highly of the breaking of bread.
擘饼不是很受重视的。
The so-called communion.
就叫做圣餐。
You find Christianity today do not honor that as it should.
你看见今天教会没有尊重擘饼这件事。
Some groups may never have the breaking of bread.
有些团体他们永远不擘饼的。
For instance, like the French.
好像贵格会的人
yeah, they did not believe in the breaking of bread.
他们不相信擘饼这件事。
And in some place you find that you have the so-called communion maybe once a month.
有些地方他们每一个月有一次的圣餐。
Or maybe some people will attend communion twice a year.
有些人是一年两次领圣餐。
On Christmas and on Easter.
圣诞节跟复活节。
We do not understand it.
我们不认识擘饼。
We consider it as just a ritual, a ceremony.
我们以为只不过是一个仪式而已。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹。
The breaking of bread is a living expression of body life.
擘饼乃是身体生活一个的彰显。
Because on the night of his betrayal,
因为当在主被卖的那一夜
Our Lord Jesus loved his own so much
我们的主他是爱那么爱属于自己的人
So he took the bread
他就拿起饼来
He blessed it
主谢了
He broke it
擘开了
He gave to disciples
就递给门徒们
And said take it
他说你们拿着
In remembrance of me
乃是要纪念我们
And after that he took the cup
然后他又拿起杯来
He blessed
又祝福了
And he said Drink it
他就叫他们饮这个杯
This is the blood of the new covenant
他说这是我为你们用血所立的新约
Do this in remembrance of me
你们如此行是要纪念我
What is the breaking of bread?
什么是擘饼呢
First,It is a remembrance of the Lord.
第一，我们是纪念主。
Remember is to recall the past.
纪念乃是思想已经过去的。
We remember how the Lord loved us.
我们思想主怎么样的爱我们。
How he sacrificed himself for us.
他怎么样为我们牺牲自己。
That's remember.
这就是纪念。
The breaking of bread is also a communion.
擘饼也是一个交通。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
在哥林多前书第十章。
We are in communion with His blood.
我们乃是与他的血有交通。
We are in communion with His body.
我们乃是与他的身体相交。
Now communion is present.
这一个交通是现在的。
Remembrance is recalling the past.
纪念乃是思想过去的。
Communion is something that is present.
但是相交乃是现在的。
By faith.
借着信。
As we drink the cup.
当我们饮这个杯的时候。
We are in communion with the blood of Christ.
我们乃是与主的血相交。
We experience livingly afresh the cleansing of all our sins.
我们就很新鲜的重新的经历主的宝血洗净我们。
As we eat the bread,
当我们吃饼的时候
we are in communion with the body of Christ.
我们乃是与主的身体相交。
By faith, we live by his life.
借着信我们因他而活。
We do not live by our own life.
我们不是过自己的生活。
He is the bread of life.
他就是生命的饼。
So we live by his life.
所以我们乃是借着他的生命而活。
And at the same time,
同时呢,
even though we are many, we are one bread, one body.
我们身体虽然许多, 只有一个饼, 一个, 我们自己虽然许多, 只有一个饼, 一个身体。
We are in communion with all the brothers and sisters.
我们乃是与所有的弟兄姊妹们相交的。
The breaking of bread is also an anticipation.
擘饼也是一个期待
Because the Lord said We break this bread Until he comes
只说我们这样擘饼只等到他再来
So when we break the bread We are anticipating his return
所以当我们擘饼的时候我们乃是在期待他的再来
By remembering him Our love will be renewed
我们因着纪念主我们的爱就再一次新鲜
We will be constrained by his love
我们就被他的爱激励
And we will return to our first love
我们就能够回到我们起先的起初的爱
In communion with him our faith is increased
当我们与他相交的时候我们的信心就增长了
And in waiting for his return our hope is lifted
当我们这样期待他的再来的时候我们的盼望就被提了
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
In the early church
在初级的教会
They break bread every meal
他们每一顿饭都擘饼
Because their love for the Lord is so strong
因为他们对主的爱是那么的强
They have such faith in him
他们对他有那么的信多大的信心
And they are looking forward to his return
他们都是恒切的 等候主耶稣的再来
Well, later on
以后
They cannot do it every meal
他们就不能够每一顿饭都擘饼
So later on you'll find that on the first day of the week
所以后来你就看见七日的第一日
They gathered to break
他们就聚集在一起擘饼。
So in history,
所以从历史来看
you find the church has this breaking of bread throughout the 20th century.
你就看见经过二十个世纪教会还是在擘饼。
Because it is the expression of our fellowship and the teaching of the Lord.
因为这是我们对主的教训和交通的一个的彰显。
I hope we will pay more attention to the breaking of bread.
我希望我们对擘饼是更注意。
If we know that this is an expression of body life.
如果我们知道这是我们身体生活的彰显的话。
And that is the reason why it is so serious.
这就是为什么这是一件很严肃的事。
You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
你知道在哥林多前书第11章。
He say if we take the bread and drink the cup in an unworthy manner.
如果在那里说到，如果我们薄饼饮杯是不辨别的话，
We are drinking our own guilt.
我们来自喝自己的罪。
We must discern the body.
我们必须分别主是主的身体。
That is when we break the bread.
就是说，当我们薄饼的时候，
we must not only see.Through it, that it is the body of Christ.
我们必须看见，这就是基督的身体。
You know, before we break the bread,
在我们还没有薄饼以前，
we find one bread.
我们看见是一个饼，
one loaf,
一个饼。
This represents the personal body of Christ.
这个饼就代表了基督的身体。
And each one of us break a piece.
我们每一个人就剥开，领受一小块。
He died.For each one of us.
他为我们每一个人死了。
Now after we have taken it,
当我们吃了这个饼以后，
you do not see the loaf on the plate.
你没有看见饼在盘上了。
Because you have a bit and I have a bit.
你有一点，我有一点。
But when God looks down from heaven,
但是神从天上看下来，
He sees the one loaf.
他只看见一个饼。
Not only just.A few who are breaking.
而不单是少数人在薄饼。
When they break the bread, they include all God's people.
他们薄饼的时候，他们就包括了在全世界所有属于神的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is a living expression of body life.
这就是身体生活一个活的彰显。
And then fourthly,
第四件
is a prayer.
祈祷。
Now the prayers here,
这里讲到的祈祷
is more than just your personal prayers.
不只是你个人的祈祷。
Of course, as Christians, we have to pray.
当然，作为基督徒，我们需要祷告。
In our personal life, we should have our prayer life.
在我们个人的生活里，我们需要有一个祷告的生活。
Because prayer is an expression that we are dependent upon.
因为祷告是表明我们是依靠主的。
You will not pray if you consider yourself as self-sufficient.
如果我们认为我们是自供自足的话，那我们就不需要祷告了。
We pray because we know we are insufficient.
我们祷告，因为我们知道我们是不足的。
Prayer expresses our dependence upon the Lord.
祷告就说明我们是依靠主的。
How we need Him.
我们是那样的需要他。
And prayer also shows that we do want to seek His will.
祷告也表明我们是在寻找他的旨意。
If we do things without prayer,
如果我们没有祷告就做事，
it shows that we are doing our own will.
就表示我们乃是按着我们自己的意志。
We do not care what God's will is.
我们不关心什么是神的旨意。
But as God's children.
但是作为神的儿女们，
we do care about God's will.
我们实在是关心神的旨意。
We want to do God's will.
我们要遵行神的旨意。
And therefore we must pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
But the prayers here is more than personal prayers.
但是这里所指的祷告是不单是个人的祷告。
It speaks especially of corporate prayers.
这里讲到的祷告特别是指做身体的祷告。
God's people need to come together.And pray.
神的子民需要聚在一起祷告。
You know, in some Christian groups, they do not have prayer meetings.
你知道有一些基督徒的团体，他们没有祷告聚会。
And in other groups, you find that, on the Lord's Day, the place was packed.
有一些地方你就看见他们主日的时候教会是坐得满满的。
And during the prayer meeting, 3 or 5.
祷告聚会呢，三五个。
People do not come together to pray.
人都不愿意聚在一起祷告。
Now how can you live a body life?
那你怎么能够过一个身体的生活呢？
If you do not pray together.
如果你不能够聚在一起祷告的话。
Those who pray together stay together.
那些聚在一起祷告的，他们就能够生活在一起。
And they build up together.
他们就能够彼此被建立。
So you find our Lord Jesus said.
所以你就看见主耶稣说
，In Matthew chapter 18,
在马太福音第十八章
，He said, "If two of you should agree upon the earth,
这里说耶稣说你们有两个人如果能同心的话
asking anything，
如果你们两个人同心求什么
the Father in heaven will answer you，
你们在天上的父就要答应你。
Because where two or three are gathered together in my name there am I in the midst of them，
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集我就在他们中间。
Whom you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven，
你们在地上捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。
Whom you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven，
你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。
That is corporate prayer，
这就是身体的祷告。
Now two of you agree，
你们如果两个人同心合意。
The word agree in Greek means symphonize，
这里讲到同心合意在希腊文是同时的。
It's like in an orchestra，
就好像在一个交响乐团。
There are different instruments，
有不同的音乐的仪器。
But they synchronize together，
但是他们呢乃是被调在一起的。
They synchronize together，
他们是调在一起的。
And present one music，
只有一个的音乐。
And that is the word agree，
这就是同心合意。
Not that you agree with me and I agree with you，
不是你同意我，我同意你。
We all agree with our head，
我们乃是都同意我们的元首。
And when we all agree with our head Christ，
但我们都同意我们的元首基督的时候。
And we pray the will of God，
但我们祷告神的旨意。
God will answer our prayer，
神就要答应我们的祷告。
He will loosen and he will bind，
神要捆绑，神也要释放。
That is the ministry of the church，
这就是教会的执事。
That is the living expression of body life，
这就是身体生活一个活的彰显。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们，
if you have never experienced the blessing of the breaking of bread，
如果你从来没有经历擘饼的祝福，
if you have never experienced the blessing of corporate prayer，
如果你从来没有经历过身体祷告的祝福，
you do not know what church life is，
你就不认识什么是教会的生活。
You do not practice church life，
你也没有实行教会的生活。
So dear brothers and sisters，
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Thank God we are called into one body，
感谢神我们被召成为一个身体。
Into one church，
成为一个教会。
Into one fellowship，
成为一个交通。
And now，
现在
we need to live that life，
我们需要活出这个生命。
So sometimes we say，
有的时候我们说
Christ is our life，
基督是我们的生命。
The church is our living，
但是教会乃是我们的生活。
And I think that's very true，
我想这是很真实的。
So may the Lord，
愿主帮助我们。
Shall we pray？
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father， we do praise and thank thee that thou hast called us into one body， one church， one fellowship。 We do thank thee it is by grace that thou hast brought us into that body， that church， that fellowship。And Father, it is the desire of our hearts that we may live accordingly. Do help us to see how we should love one another, care for one another, how we should pray together, worship together, remember thee together. Lord, we do pray that thou would deliver us from being separated one from another, that we may diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.